Oh, it's been a hard time. I know I said one day, I can't remember what I was talking about, and I think it was Matt over in the Discord was like, Aaron, try to contain your enthusiasm about Halo, and was like, it's very hard at the minute. And I am in absolutely in a like no gaming funk at the minute. I have not played a thing. I was contemplating going back to replay, because I never finished it, Fallen Order, because the new one came out, and I honestly, I was listening to a podcast talking about it and just went like, I could not be arsed right now. I just am in a no game mood at all, and then just with the way things are currently like ticking over for Halo, it's not really helping.
I know how you feel. I was, when we were doing this, well, I guess I kind of started on this full time in like 2018, and yeah, like at that point, you know, we knew Infinite. I don't think we knew it was Infinite at that point, but we knew it was coming, and we figured it would be a big, it was going to be a big deal. I think we knew, I don't remember if we even, we knew much of anything at that point. I think it was maybe the 2018 E3 is where we actually found out the name and the scope of the project. But then I kind of figured, okay, we got like 2 years, we can try to do our best to build this up. And then we had this big launch. It's going to, you know, Halo's going to hopefully be a big thing again. You know, we can be all set up and ready to go and reap the rewards in terms of audience and all that, and enthusiasm for Halo. And then, of course, you know, I want to say COVID happened and delayed it, but I think it would have been delayed regardless. I can't see how COVID delayed it more, you know, over a year. You know, so then it was, 2020 came and went, and then 2021 finally came, and at that point, it was a little bit, it was the luster of Infinite had worn off a little bit at that point. I think we were all still really excited, and then I think everyone knows what happened after that. I still like the game. It's just, my enthusiasm for it has kind of waned off at the moment. Not that I don't enjoy doing this still, but it's just not the same as it was a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's, I think, if the like assumed story content had have been coming, that probably would have drawn me back in, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna play some story, and then I'd have probably gone and played a few other things, and like I'd have got back into my gaming mood. But just at the minute, it's like I'm not in enough of a gaming mood to want to play lots of multiplayer. So like,
yeah,
non-multiplayer is gonna be the only thing that's gonna tempt me back. Like, I'm excited that there's books coming up, but books aren't games.
I do like the season content. You don't get much, you get that little cutscene basically, and I think they're giving us a little bit, like little bits and pieces online, I guess, which is I guess technically lore. It's just not, I don't know. It's not in game. It's not the same thing.
It's like the difference between this and Destiny, where I'd be like, oh, I'm going to play this cutscene, and then we're going to play a level and we're going to do some stuff. And like,
I was hoping,
if you had gave me that, I'd be like, we've said this before, I think a couple of times we've gone around in it, but like just at the minute, there's not a lot happening, and just like getting things together, even like the 343 drama and all that seems to be like going on in the background, isn't really like terribly exciting because we don't know what's going on.
I am hopeful that we're getting some fresh faces in there, so long term it'll be good, but you know, short term I think we're just gonna have to deal with it. It would be good to get some DLC, like campaign DLC, at some point in the future. I guess we'll see. We still haven't heard anything about that, but oh boy. Yeah, so that's that. Oh yeah, so we did, you did tease the book club thing, so I guess I'll give everyone the all the patrons a heads up on the plan. So I actually have had this plan kind of bouncing around in my head for what, a couple years now?
Yeah, we have talked about this on and off at several points because we were nowhere near finished yet, and we were trying to like discuss at what point we would have covered enough book clubs that you could start this and not run out before it finished.
Right. Yeah, so I wanted to do...
I would have been your podcast only on Patreon.